Tom Brady, the Patriots quarterback, joins us here, brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Shaw's and Star Market and Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. Tom, it's Mutt, Jerry, and Dickerson this morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
You've talked about getting out to good starts and how important that is. You guys got out to a great start yesterday, scored in the third play of the game. Then from there, struggled offensively. What changed after that big opening touchdown?
Well, they gave up a big play. Looked like they were in man coverage, and it was a great play by Chris getting across the field. And they blitzed one of the secondary guys. We had a good pickup, and a couple guys went with a cross and with the over route, and no one went with a cross. And it was a good play by Chris. It was, you know, obviously the way we wanted to start. And then, too many missed opportunities, you know, from there on out, certainly with those drives after in the first half. And we came up short on a couple third downs and had a few other opportunities in the pass game and, just didn't really take advantage. So just a frustrating day, frustrating not to score, the kind of points that we're capable of scoring.
Obviously a frustrating finish. Tony Romo was guessing that maybe Edelman was supposed to stop before the end zone. On the throw, Tom, it appears two receivers too close together and a whole bunch of defenders. I know you're not going to call out a teammate, but what went wrong on that play?
Well, you're fighting a couple things at that point. You're fighting the clock, you know, so you really, it's hard to throw the ball, you know, in the field to play because you're not sure if you're going to get another playoff, even though we could have got maybe a first down.
Right.
You know, we didn't have enough time, so they kind of fenced the goal line. And, you know, I was just telling guys, you know, try to find a place for me to get the ball and try to, you know, put your body in position between the defender. And, it's just a tough play any way you cut it. So they got a lot of guys looking at the ball, and your guys are trying to run vertical, and, you know, they played it well.
Of all the frustrating things yesterday, Tom, were maybe the penalties the most frustrating thing for you guys?
Those don't help. You know, they're frustrating when you get them. I mean, but it's just really a lot of, whether it's, you know, penalties or the turnover or, you know, some misplays on third down. You know, all those things are keep you from scoring points, and the game's about scoring points. So anything that keeps you from scoring points is going to be, detrimental to the team, negative plays in a run game or sacks or, you know, that's why you try to play a clean game, keep the ball moving forward. And, we just have too many missed opportunities.
Well, you asked us at the press conference, you said, what'd you guys think? And I'll tell you what I think, Tom. The officiating sucks. I don't know what holding is anymore. Obviously, no one knows what pass interference is anymore, and Jonathan Jones' PI was a good example of that. But half the holding calls, I'm going, he just had his arm out. He didn't hold anybody. Do you guys understand what they're looking for when they call holding, what they're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, that's I think it's been called pretty consistently over the years. And, you know, I did ask yesterday, you know, a couple times, you know, are these blatant holdings? Because, you know, a lot of times my back's turned. And, it's so hard to tell on the film and so forth. And it's a tough way to go about the game. You know, and we had some real positive plays. And then, you know, when you just negate those positive plays, it's tough to overcome. And a couple times we did, which was great, and a couple times we didn't. And those were, you know, the odds are you're not going to do it that often. And, it's just penalties, turnovers, you know, red area, third down. I mean, all those things are very important. And, penalties weren't great. Turnovers, you know, we had the one and red area. We were, you know, we had some opportunities and then kind of got, you know, out of sync in the red area, just with a couple penalties. You know, so we're off track, and then third down we were, you know, not our best. You know, we came up half yard short on a couple plays, and it's just you look at all those things, and they all add up. you know, and you play on the road, you got to be better than that. We just didn't do enough positive things to get the job done and score points.
On that last play, Tom, he had played 90% of the snaps, no Josh Gordon. Do you know why he wasn't out there on that last play of the game?
I don't think it was anything in particular. I mean, those guys were running a lot of, like, downfield throws, and Josh is kind of our downfield receiver, so maybe they just subbed him at the last minute. I'm not sure.
And on the, you mentioned the turnover in the red zone. You talked about it after the game. Just didn't, is that the goal there to get the ball out of bounds, and you fell short of trying to throw it away completely?
Yeah, I was kind of in the pocket, and I was looking left, and I felt the guy on the left, and I felt the guy on the right, and I didn't want to take a sack, and I threw it, and, you know, just didn't, then obviously, you know, another 5 yards is what I needed, and just miscalculated it.
Tom, it doesn't seem like James White has been as involved in the offense the last couple of weeks. If that is the case, how do you guys get him as an offense more involved?
He's in there a lot, you know, in his, what his normal role has been. I know he played a lot more earlier in the season, but that, you know, that was without Sony and without Rex, and those guys are, you know, in there quite a bit now too, just as the running backs kind of by committee in a way. And, you know, they're all being productive in the run game, and James had some real critical plays in the pass game too. So he's definitely out there, and I mean, everyone loves having James out there. He's one of our best players. So there's probably, you know, other running backs that we've had now up that, you know, James was carrying a very heavy load for a while.
You know, we all sit and watch, Tom, 2.5 minutes left. You get the ball, you're down a touchdown, and we just assume you're scoring. I think that's kind of the way most viewers, most fans feel. Do you still feel that way when you're in the huddle at that point? Are you thinking, we're going down and we're scoring?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 100%. It's disappointing when we don't, and I think we're entirely capable. When we had a great opportunity yesterday, you know, we got down. We hit the pass to Julian, then we hit a couple passes to James, and then we got out of bounds. I think it was 2nd and 5 on the 11. And, you know, that was a great opportunity, and they got a little pressure. I threw it away, and, you know, unfortunately we got the holding call on that one, which, you know, I felt I threw it pretty quick. You know, they got some inside pressure, and I was just trying to get rid of it and give ourselves another chance, and then we got pushed back to the 21, and again, at the time, we were fighting the clock. You know, because any completion inbounds goes to, you know, you're scrambling to run plays. And then we threw the one out of the back of the end zone. And we just, you know, it's a tough situation. And, you know, it takes a big time play to get out of that. And again, I think they played it pretty well.
You guys have lost 5 games on the road. You end up losing 5 games on the road, Tom. What stands out? What has to be better on the road going forward, say, in a playoff situation?
I mean, all those are a little different. You know, all the games that I can think of, you know, there was, you know, they're all a little different, you know, and it's just it's playing a solid complementary game with the defense and playing, you know, playing well in all three phases. It's nothing other than playing great football. And, you know, it's easier to do that at home. The communication's a little better. The momentum swings are a little bit bigger and so forth. And we've done a great job playing at home this year. You know, I certainly don't feel like we can't win on the road. We had our chances yesterday. We certainly had our chance in Miami. So, I mean, I'm not worried about, you know, playing on the road. It's, you know, we just got to win. You know, we got to win at home. We got to beat Buffalo. You know, and that's where we have to get back to work, get on the practice field, and, you know, just go out there and win the game and try to win the division. That's our first goal.
When you win on the road in a hostile place, everyone says that's a mentally tough team. That's a sign of mental toughness. When you lose, is it a lack of mental toughness in your mind?
Well, I mean, you're always trying to overcome situations and adversities, and you either get the job done or you don't. It's, you know, it's, there could be a million reasons why you don't get the job done, but it's, that's pretty cut and dry. And, you know, again, we just, yesterday we had plenty of opportunity and we just didn't get the job done, and it's disappointing for all of us. But, you know, it's a, you know, it's just a tough loss. We put a lot into it. We're, you know, trying to try a bunch of different things, and, you know, they're trying some different things, and, you know, they've had a tough 3 weeks where they lost three in a row on all kind of on the last play, and, you know, they played a little bit better than we did yesterday. We just got to, you know, go play really well here the last 2 weeks of the year, and you know, both these games are huge. They're certainly not going to be easy. Buffalo's got the best defense in the league. You know, so we just got to go earn it. And no one's going to give it to us, and certainly no one's going to feel sorry for us. I mean, we just got to go do it.
Let's get you out on the quarterback question of the week, Tom, brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. You just said it there. We're still working on some things. You said it after the game, the rhythm offensively. It's December now, and you've told us that usually by now you get that offense going. What is it about the inability to get a rhythm going late in the season for your team this year offensively?
Well, it's just, you know, it's taken a while for things kind of to come together for us. And I think every week you learn, and you learn right up through the end of the year. And, you know, we just dealt with a lot of different situations and injuries and players coming in and out. And the one positive is guys are healthy. And, you know, anytime you come out of a game healthy, that gives you a pretty good chance the next week. So, you know, we have a lot of football ahead of us. You know, just got to go play really well and, you know, try to get this one against Buffalo, which will be a big challenge. And then we'll, you know, see how things shake out. But hopefully we can have a great game this week.
That'll be Sunday at Gillette. Tom, thanks.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Tom Brady joining us here, brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Shaw's and Star Market and Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. The frustration